Hey friends, on this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, I gotta tell you, I just heard something incredible. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you know that you're meant for more, if you know that you've got more potential in you, I just interviewed my good friends, Jose and Renee Bonilla from Colorado. They were with us since our very first Relentless, and get this, from the moment they met us and essentially joined our coaching program, they were closing 27 deals a year. He was making $90,000 a year, and he was 60 pounds overweight. All this, he was working 7 days a week and would sometimes not even see his kids. Today, the guy is on track to close 72 transactions, earn close to $500,000 a year. He's lost 60 pounds and now works 5.5 days a week. This transformation story is absolutely incredible, and I genuinely believe it could happen for you as well. Hey, welcome. If you're watching this video, I want to introduce you to not only a client of ours, but some great, great friends. One of the very first people that trusted us with helping to develop their business, the Bonilla team from, you guys are from Colorado, right?
Yes, from Denver, Colorado.
From Denver, Colorado. Guys, welcome. And I'm excited to be sharing a couple moments with you. How are you guys doing today?
Good. I'm excited as well.
Beautiful. If you don't mind me asking, or, you know, just for whoever's watching the video, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your family, your business. Share as much as information as you can about yourselves.
Perfect. So it's my wife and I running the team. Renee.
I'm Renee.
I've been in real estate, licensed real estate agent for 9 years. I've kind of always been involved in real estate with my dad even before that. Fix and flips and property management and so forth. So kind of been in the business for a while, but licensed 9 years, been with, I was with the same company for a while, just actually recently made a transition. So we have two kids. We have a 4-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. They're both in sports and yeah. So a little bit about us.
Okay, good. Renee, did he forget anything?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to introduce myself a little bit, but I'm Renee. So I was in corporate customer service for, 9, 10 years, then went to title for real estate, and then quit to work with my husband and join his team. But I think other than that, we have two kids. Beautiful.
I love it. All right. So guys, I remember when we first met, Jose, you came to our very first event, Relentless.
Yes.
You literally, we had never met before. I don't know how you found me, whatever. Let's start with that. What made you fly from Colorado to California to be a part of the event?
So it's a crazy, crazy chain of events. But basically, one of my best friends, Raul Hernandez, actually went to California. And I think he got one of your ads or something on social media. And from there, he was stuck on the podcast. And so he came back to Denver and he showed it to me. And we basically just spread the word everywhere in our office and around. And we heard about the event. We're like, we got to go. Like, this is good stuff. We got to get out there. So we all flew out there for the first event.
I love it. Fantastic. And you haven't missed an event since?
No.
Okay. Beautiful. So I guess it's safe to say that we are helping and it's worth coming, correct?
Definitely.
Okay, beautiful. All right. So then you decided to take it up another notch. And I find sometimes human beings have a difficult time with not only opening their minds and their hearts to, you know, going to a retreat or to an event, but then like the next level is getting coaching. And you decided to get coaching. You decided the minute that I opened up my services and I launched Leverage, you decided to join the Leverage program. I got to ask it this way. What was the specific problem that you were trying to solve by hiring us to help you coach and develop your business?
Well, I mean, I like the idea of the program itself. Leverage itself. I was working a ton of hours and I was doing fairly well, doing a lot of units by myself. No assistant.
What is fairly well? What, how many were you closing?
The last year before I started plugging in, I was doing 27 deals.
Okay. 27.
No TC, no assistant, just all by myself and all buyer based. So you can imagine the workload there.
Right. And that's one of the first conversations we have, you know, when you join the program. Right. I want to find out what's happening and definitely, you know, just by doing this for so many years,
I can already tell you, you're doing 27 deals a year, most of them buyer-based. I already know what the problem was, but go ahead and share. What was going on in your life, your personal life?
Well, I mean, so I plugged in. I started doing even more production, which was really great. But the biggest problem is the fact that I just didn't have time at home. No, you know, personal time, family time. There were literally a few days where I would go, you know, maybe 2-3 days without seeing my kids. I would wake up early enough where they were still sleeping, you know, give them a kiss goodbye, and then I'd get home late enough where they were already in bed. And so, yeah, it was getting really tough.
Renee, how'd that feel for you?
I'm getting teary-eyed, and I normally don't. hard. People thought I was, honestly, they thought he was imaginary.
Wouldn't show up to family events.
He didn't come to family events. It was, you know, hard trying to explain to my family. I think it was harder more on the family side because they would always think that he just didn't want to come. But it's like, no, he's working, you know, and that's what we have to do right now. You know, taking care of pretty much the kids and then working myself. So kind of just handling everything family side for him to do the business side. So it was a little hard. Definitely improved a lot, so.
Yeah, and you know the crazy thing is, guys, is that there's people in our business all across the country. There's thousands of people that it's like in the mind. There's this of, you know, I want to live a better life, so this is what I have to do to get it.
Right.
And I think people have a difficult time understanding that you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have both. You can have leverage. You can have, I like to think you can even sell more than 27 houses a year. And do it in less time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you don't mind me asking, guys, what kind of an impact was this having not only on your business, but on the family as well?
It was a little rocky. Well, for us, we just wouldn't see each other next thing, what, spend time pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, lack of communication. It was huge. I mean, you know, you're trying to work as a team to, you know, as far as parenting and, exactly. You know, business wise. And when you don't see each other, there's just no communication. So I just remember one of the biggest statements that I got from you was the either or mentality. Right. It's just, I mean, it's bogus, right? Like, you know, like you said, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Absolutely. And Jose, I don't know if you realize this, but another thing is that I'm a big believer in, you know, whatever's happening out on the outside world is a direct reflection of what's happening in the inside world.
Right.
Jose, you were, there was a little bit more of you when we
first. Oh, a lot more of me.
It wasn't as glowy. Like, tell us about that.
All right. So honestly, since I first started plugging into the podcast and I actually was able to develop a little bit of a morning routine, you know, from that. I was at 230 pounds, just under that, I think like 229 or something. I'm 5'9", so you can only imagine I was big. Since then I've lost 65 pounds up to today. And I think the most dramatic change was actually this last Relentless. You know, and obviously accountability with the leverage group and everything. And I think Relentless just kind of like flipped a switch for me. So since Relentless, I've actually lost, you know, 53 of those pounds have been since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something clicked, something connected.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I was just tired of no energy of, I mean, the works. I mean, just not feeling good. You know?
All right. Okay. I got it. And so the next question is, I love hearing that because this is like my mission in life. You know, I was blessed in that for some reason, like, I was able to clearly see that the way and the life that other people lived, whether that be struggling financially, struggling spiritually, struggling emotionally, struggling with their weight, I was just able to clearly see this path that, like, you don't have to struggle in anything. Like, it can all be good, and you could have a dream life, you know?
Yeah.
So, guys, I'll ask both of you this. What's the biggest lesson you've learned since being a part of Leverage? Yeah, what's the biggest lesson you've learned?
I mean, just being able to implement, like having someone like you look from the outside in and just say, this is the next step.
Right.
You know, instead of looking at it as like a big obstacle of like, hey, someday I'll do this. It's just, no, get going right now. Just do it. So I think that's the biggest lesson.
Yeah, pretty much. When you tell us to do something, we
we'll just
do it. Try and implement it to get it done.
Yeah.
And you know, but that's the great thing is that I can say this with all sincerity. It's like, we're friends. I'm just here trying to help. Like, you know what I mean? You guys just have such a coachable spirit that it makes my job very, very easy. I mean, case in point, I remember the last conversation we had, which was a tough one, where we looked at finances and we looked at the budget. And I think even that conversation, like what has happened since then? Do you have more peace of mind now?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, where we stand, I mean, I forget where I heard this, but just being able to develop an emergency fund, you stop having emergencies, right? So I feel like, you know, you coached us through what we needed to do. And obviously we made some big changes. One of them being this transition, you know, to a new company, and just, you know, honestly, things couldn't be better.
Yeah.
Everything's going a lot more smooth now.
Good. I love it. Okay. So give me like fast forward. Like we know when you started, it was 27 deals and 60 pounds overweight, right? What was income like when you started? How much were you earning and how many days a week were you working?
I think it was a little less than 100, right?
Yeah, I was earning anywhere from like 90 to 100. And then obviously production, you know, I was stuck without having help. I could only do so much by myself.
He was working 24/7.
24/7, like 7 days a week.
Always working.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 7 days a week and literally from, you know, 9 a.m. to
bedtime.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, certain days, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, 12 a.m. Yeah.
And you know, just thinking of that being choice, you can already see how that's an unhealthy lifestyle,
exactly.
Which leads to an unhealthy energy, which leads to unhealthy body.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you today? How many deals did you close last year and how many will you close this year?
We closed 57. So just under 60. So we closed 57 deals. And this year we should be 72. We're a little bit behind track because of the transition, but we're really ramping it up right now. So
more importantly, Renee, I just asked you, how was the weekend? And you guys had a fun weekend doing kind of work, but also having fun. What's family time now? How many days are you working? Has that improved?
We try and take Sundays off. So Sundays kind of family days. Kind of get everything done around the house and then, you know, hang out with kids.
Good.
I'd say more weekends now because, you know, we do work on Saturdays, but not every Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's just random. So
okay.
It's gotten a lot better. There are still some days that we are up a little bit later, but that's just like when, you know, it's natural, you know, things are going to happen, but
yeah.
We're getting better into a routine for everything, getting up, going to the gym, you know, getting to work. You know,
I love it.
My biggest thing, the way our schedule looks like now, is just the time blocking aspect of it, where, I mean, our daughter's in softball, she's in karate, our son is in t-ball.
Yes.
We get to go to those things. We get to go, we're there, we're getting our work done during the day. We have great agents that are helping us out, you know, as far as showing houses, you know, listing coordination, I mean, the works. It's just, now we're all working as a team, and we all have more time with our families.
Yep.
The whole team.
Look at my smile right now. I'm just like, this is like, if I could just do this for the rest of my life, find great people like you guys, make great friendships, help you guys make, what is it? Will you make triple the money now? Or what will you?
Oh, yeah.
From when he started?
Goal this year is 425.
Oh. So when we started, you were in the 90 range.
Yeah.
And now you're 425.
Yeah.
You were 60 pounds heavier. You were working 7 days a week, and right now you're averaging like what, 5.5-ish, or?
I'm sorry, what? Oh,
right,
like those days? I would say 5.5.
5.5?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Renee, how's that feel?
Amazing. I mean,
great.
Yeah. I mean, my whole job now is to take what I'm learning from you and help my guys do the same.
That's
Now they're my goal is for them to be earning, you know, that too. So
that's how we do it. That's
like
how we
the last time, he's a new person.
So tell me, he's a new person. How?
Just everything from, I mean, because we've been together since high school. So from high school to now, just everything, you know.
Look at his face. He's like glowing. like Enrique Iglesias over there. Like, right? Check him out. And I mean, just I know this because we're friends. But you used to be a heavy smoker.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
He stopped
two relentlesses ago. What? Two packs a day?
No, one pack a day.
One pack a day.
Unless it was a weekend. I mean, it was bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Physically, health-wise, mentality, he's just a completely different person. And I'm stubborn, but he's rubbed off on me and taught me a lot of things, and my views have changed a lot on a lot of things that I learned when I was younger, too, so...
Yeah. Because if I may, Renee, I know for you, this has been a little journey in your own mind as well, helping you to evolve, helping you to grow, helping you to see different perspectives, correct?
Yeah. I see a lot of different perspectives, just like you said, and like, you know, books, just, you know, from what your parents teach you when you're younger and your family and, you know, judgment and all that. He's helped me a lot, talking to you and,
yeah.
You're just trying to just get through it and just realize that you can have a better life and, you know, not be judged by it. And I'm not as far for the health wise with him, but, you know, I'm doing better. So
we're all on our journey.
It's better to progress than not progress at all. So
yeah. Heck yeah. I love it. Okay. So, two more questions for you. Second to last question, who would you recommend leverage to?
I mean,
like who's this for?
This is for the type of person who is, I mean, they're ready to, because everybody knows what to do. They just need like the push.
They need guidance. Right?
They need guidance to do it. So anybody who's feeling like they're stuck, and this is regardless of whether it's business production, you know, family life, whatever the case is, just somebody who feels stuck and doesn't know what the next step is, I guess, or even if they know what it is, just how to go about it.
Okay, got it. I was just thinking, this goes the same for Relentless or any of our events, because leverage is really just an extension of the event. It's just,
yeah.
Would you agree?
No, definitely. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, it's like, we learn it, and then Relentless just kind of like, okay, flip the switch.
Yep.
Just do it. Just go.
Got it.
All the smaller leverage intensive, I feel like you learn a lot more. The ones that we just learned.
Those are powerful.
It's a smaller, you know, it is a smaller group, but it just, you're able to implement a lot more, and it's just motivational. You get back and you're going with all the events. So.
Fantastic. So guys, you heard it here first. I mean, you know, I get goosebumps just thinking about the fact that we're able to have this type of an impact on people, from 7 days a week, making $90,000 a year, to 5.5 days a week, going to approach, what is it? $425 this year. And most importantly, vitality and energy on top of all of that. Guys, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of what you're doing. I'm proud to be a part of your journey. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how could they get a hold of you if they want to ask you questions? I think this is going to impact a lot of people. How do they reach out?
I mean, all the social media platforms. So everything is Elevate Av. Except for Instagram. Instagram will be Elevate Avenue.
Okay, so that's Elevate Avenue on Instagram, correct?
Yep, exactly.
Correct.
Beautiful. Guys, I can't wait to hear what this interview is going to look like 3, 4, 5 years from now. Yep. I just want to say thank you for having faith. Thank you for trusting. Jose, specifically to you, thank you. I will never forget that very first event. It was just a dream of mine to like help more people. And you came out with like 3 or 4 guys. You've been plugged in since that very first workout in downtown Disney. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. It's been a blast.
Thank you.
So how was that? I mean, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about the transformation they've had. And yet the reality is I genuinely believe you can have the same transformation. Listen, I want to speak into your life right now. And I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are in the country. I don't care what the obstacle is. You can have it all. You really, really can. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of help, because that's all Jose and Renee needed, you know? And so if you feel led, and if you feel like you could use a little bit of help on your journey, wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you're just getting started, I want to help. I think the easiest way to do that is grab a copy of my book if you'd like. Just go to DannyMorrell.com. You'll be able to find out how to get the book there. But the most important thing is come to Relentless, guys. Join me for 3 full days. It'll be 3 transformational days, I absolutely promise. Go to relentlessevent.com. And listen, don't let money stop you. Because if money has stopped you, or if money is trying to stop you, it's always gonna stop you. That's all a mental battle that you're facing that you've got to learn to overcome. And I'm willing to help you out to overcome it. Email me personally, danny@dannymorell.com. I wasn't even planning on doing this. I'm going to figure out a way to get a little discount code, give you 15% off the tickets because you're an avid listener of the show. But I want you to step up. Email me and in the subject line, put, I'm ready to step up, meaning you're going to find a way. You're going to get here. You're going to get on a plane. Join us at Relentless. And for those of you who are maybe just like Jose and Renee who say, you know, we're closing 24 deals a year or so. We know we want to get to 60 or 70. We just don't know how. I'd like you to apply to consider joining my mastermind group Leverage. Go to dannymorell.com/pages/leverage. Fill out the application there. There's a short video for you to watch. And if you qualify, we'll be getting on a phone call here within the next 7 days or so. All right? That's it. I look forward to seeing you at Relentless. Don't forget, if you want to come, not if, come. It'll be a life changer. Send me an email today, danny@dannymorell.com, saying, I'm ready to step up. We'll help you come just for being an avid listener. Take care. Bye-bye.